USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, global coronavirus cases surpassing 1 million people. President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes. The president telling reporters the private sector continuing to help out with much needed supplies.
This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Border Patrol agents staying busy during the coronavirus pandemic. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Border Patrol stopping a major human smuggling effort. It happened earlier this week at a checkpoint north of Laredo, Texas, when a tractor trailer failed to stop for inspection. Agents chased it and found 40 illegal immigrants in the trailer.
New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says ratings for online masses are continuing to skyrocket after church doors were closed because of coronavirus.
My pastors are telling me we're getting more tuning into the live stream than we get at Sunday Mass when things are normal. And our hope, of course, is that this will trigger a spiritual revival.
Dolan says that some of the churches are still working out their logistical challenges and that funeral masses have been canceled and graveside prayers are limited to a max of 10 people who are spread out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some credit advice now during the coronavirus crisis. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Millions of Americans are struggling to meet routine financial obligations, such as rent and paying student loan bills, along with credit card bills and light bills. This all due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Financial expert Chris Hogan says if you're facing financial hardship,
the worst thing you could do is avoid your creditors and wait on them to call you, or to make a promise to pay that you can't keep. So a lot of times people will make a promise to pay just to get off the phone. Don't do that. You want to be clear, upfront, and honest with your creditor about your situation and exactly what you can and can't do.
Hogan speaking there on Fox Business for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.
And T-Mobile and Sprint complete their merger, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The third and fourth largest wireless carriers in the U.S. have merged. T-Mobile has formally completed its $31 billion merger with Sprint. The new company will be called T-Mobile. It's promising that its 5G network will reach 99% of U.S. homes within 6 years. Sprint's prepaid businesses, including Boost Mobile and Virgin Mobile, will be sold to Dish Network. This was demanded by the Justice Department to help Dish become a nationwide wireless competitor. The company is remaining on the NASDAQ stock exchange and continues trading under the name TMUS.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.